So, you've decided you want to make a game, or at least you're thinking about it. Making a game can be a lot of fun and an incredibly rewarding experience. But if you don't have a plan for how you're going to do it, it can also become pretty frustrating. So how do we avoid that? A good game design includes more than just an idea for a game. It defines the core objectives of the game, the complete list of features of how they're implemented, and a list of all art assets needed. If the game is more complex, even more pieces may be needed. By using this design throughout development, we'll not only make sure that we've covered all our bases, but we'll be able to easily create a schedule to complete the game and prevent having to waste time retracing our steps down the road. Let's take a look at how we can make this seemingly complicated process a simple and valuable asset to our game by showing how we design Shooter. This flowchart might seem complicated, but if you're familiar with what you're looking at, it's very simple. Using this one-page design, we were able to determine everything we would need to create the Shooter. We were also able to make a development schedule and ensure that there weren't any problems with our design that we would have to waste time fixing later. This is by no means a definitive guide for how to create or design a game, but it's a method that works very well for us and allows design to be done quickly and efficiently. So let's take a look at what's going on here in the Shooter design. After we've launched Shooter, the first thing we want to do is display the menu screen. Inside the menu screen, we'll play some music and highlight the option that the player has currently selected. If the player selects play or exit, we respond accordingly. Assuming the player selects play, we'll begin our game loop. We make the assumption in our design that we have a player ship that fires bullets at enemy ships, but you can add more details to the chart to make items more clear. Once we're inside the game, we expect to be able to perform actions. In Shooter, we have two types of actions, movement and shooting. When we perform a movement action, pressing up on the Xbox controller for instance, we'll first update the ship's velocity based on the input, and then we'll update the ship's position based on that new velocity. Alternatively, if we perform a shooting action, we'll first create a bullet and give it all of the properties it needs to exist and update inside the game, and then we'll play a shooting sound. Now, we need to find if any of the other objects in our game have collided with each other based on their new positions in the world. First, we'll check if our player has collided with an enemy. If it has, I guess we'll need to add an explosion. See how designing a game can make you think about reactions to events, just to let you know that we need an explosion in our game? This is important, not only because do we need some art for the explosion, but we also need a sound for it, and our programmer needs time to be able to add it to the game and get the right look that we want. Another type of collision in our game will be if bullets strike an enemy ship. If they do, initialize another explosion. Shouldn't we get something more for defeating enemies? How about a score bonus? Sounds pretty good already. However, we've forgotten to actually draw anything to the screen. Whatever we decide to draw first can be overlapped by anything drawn after it, so we need to think backwards about the order in which we draw things. First, we'll draw the background for our game, then our enemies, our player, all of the active bullets, any active explosions, and finally the score. By referencing this chart, we now know all art assets we need for the game, all features we'll have to code, and how the game will play. Pretty neat. Feel free to make any additions or subtractions where you feel is necessary, because the best game design is the one that works the best for you.